From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. We're just a week away from the self-imposed deadline for leaders in Congress to reach a budget deal and maybe head off another crisis in Washington. That deadline also happens to be Friday the 13th, which may or may not be a coincidence. But there are reports that a deal is close. Marty Schenker is the executive editor for news at Bloomberg. He's with us now, as he is each week. Hi, Marty.
How you doing, Jeremy?
Doing well. So first, set up the stakes for us. Why do they have to reach a deal by next Friday?
Well, they don't absolutely have to reach a deal by next Friday. That's a self-imposed deadline. But they do have to reach some sort of a deal before January 15th. And that's when the current spending authority expires. Now, that's the bipartisan panel's deadline. Meanwhile, Paul Ryan and Senator Patty Murray are having a sort of separate negotiation trying to reach a more limited deal. And that's very active, and that's the one that people think they're close on.
And that doesn't have to do, by the way, with the debt ceiling, which is another deadline in February.
Right? No. None of these deals have anything to do with the debt ceiling, which expires in February, and we all know what that was
and
like.
And we can all look forward to that.
Well, yeah, more fun.
Well, Marty, tell us about what we know about the deal that it sounds like they've kind of reached some agreement on between the two sides.
Well, one thing you should know is that Paul Ryan and a lot of the other legislators have left Washington for the weekend, but rest assured, their staffs are still working hard on Saturday and Sunday. They reached some compromises, but now things have gotten, as you know, the devil's in the details.
Yeah.
And the Republicans want government workers to contribute more to their pensions as a way of reaching this deal. And Democrats are opposed to that. Democrats want unemployment insurance emergency funding for that to continue. Republicans are concerned about how that's going to be paid for. So they're trying to limit their options on how they reach this deal. So it may actually be a much smaller deal and for a shorter period of time. As a matter of fact, there is a stopgap measure under discussion.
A stopgap measure, which
yes.
would last for how long?
Just for 3 months, and then we'd be back at it again in April. But there is some hope that if they even do that, it would help create an atmosphere where they can reach a longer-term deal.
Although when you say that, I think back to what President Obama said back in October when they finally broke through that 13-day partisan standoff and came up with a deal. Let's listen to what he said.
There's a lot of work ahead of us, including our need to earn back the trust of the American people that's been lost over the last few weeks. And we can begin to do that by addressing the real issues that they care about.
But Marty, if they're going to reach a 3-month temporary deal, perhaps, that doesn't seem like it's going anywhere towards earning back the trust of the American people that they can work together.
That is probably true, but I can tell you this, neither side wants anything to do with the government close down again. So there is a great incentive to reach some sort of an agreement. And the fact that they're talking is a very encouraging sign. So even if they have to do a stopgap measure for 3 months, it doesn't necessarily mean they won't reach a larger deal down the road.
Marty, does the jobs report that we got today do anything to the negotiations? Because obviously signs that the economy is getting a little bit better. We just have a few seconds, but what do you think?
Yeah, I think it actually does. And it means that the more people working, greater tax revenue, easier to reach a deal.
Marty Schenker, executive editor for news at Bloomberg. Thanks so much, as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.
This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.